Chena Tarariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harir Nama Harir Nama Harir Nama Ivakivalam Kalau Nastyeva 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 Gatir Anyata. The goal of my life is to always have the holy name of Krishna on my tongue. In order to do that, I must always remain meek and humble, more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and I must be ready to offer all respects to every living entity. Tonight, I'm going to read to you a short lecture our spiritual master Srila Prabhupada gave on July 20th, 1971 in New York City. And at the end you will see why I selected this. Let us begin, please repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is what Srila Prabhupada spoke. So this is the original nature of Krishna. He is Radha Madhav. He is the lover of Srimati Radharani, Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. And he is always enjoying the company of the gopis within the bushes of Vrindavan forest. Braja Jana Vallabha. He's not only lover of Radharani, because when Krishna was on this earth, all the residents of Vrindavan loved him. Indeed, they knew nothing but Krishna. They did not know whether Krishna is God or not God, nor were they very much harassed by such thoughts as, I shall love Krishna if he is God. No, their attitude was one of pure love. And they thought, he may or may not be God. It doesn't matter. We love Krishna. That's all. This then is the platform of real, unalloyed love. When one thinks, if Krishna is God, then I shall love him, then it should be known that this is not the platform of pure love. That is called conditional love. While on earth, Krishna exhibited extraordinary powers, and the Brajavasis, the residents of Vrindavan, often thought, oh, Krishna, he is such a wonderful child. Maybe he is some demigod. They thought in this way because the people in general were under the impression that the demigods were all powerful. Within the material world, the demigods are powerful. But people are unaware that Krishna is above them all. The highest of demigods, Lord Brahma, gave his opinion of this matter in the following verse. Ishvara Paramaha Krishna Sachid Ananda Vigraha. Krishna is the supreme controller, and his body is full of knowledge, bliss, and eternality. Little did the residents of Vrindavan know of Krishna's power as the ultimate controller and master of all demigods. But what is noteworthy is that their love for him was not subject to such considerations. as the residents of Vrindavan love Krishna unconditionally, similarly Krishna loved them unconditionally. Vraja Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. When the inhabitants of Vrindavan stopped performing sacrifices to Lord Indra, who was the chief demigod of the heavens, they placed themselves in a very dangerous position. Indra then became very angry and sent powerful clouds that rained over Vrindavan incessantly for 7 days. The whole area began to flood, and the inhabitants became very disturbed. Although he was only 7 years old, Krishna saved the inhabitants of Vrindavan by lifting Govardhan Hill. There he is. There is Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill and holding it up as an umbrella to shield the village. Lord Krishna thus taught the demigod Indra that his disturbances could be stopped simply by his little finger. I think if you look closely, you'll see. Because in the description, Krishna was only 7 years old and was holding up the hill with just the pinky of his left arm. Seeing this, Lord Indra bowed down before Krishna. Thus, Krishna became known as Gopi Jana Vallabha, indicating that his only business is to protect the Gopi Jana. Now, listen to this next statement. Don't argue, just accept. This Krishna consciousness movement, which consciousness movement? This one, the one that you're in. Okay? This Krishna consciousness movement aims at teaching people how to become one of the Gopi Janas. Do you like that? I like that. So now you know why you joined this movement. Okay? Not for any other reason. Here it is. Teaching people how to become one of the Gopi Janas or pure lovers of Krishna. When we reach that stage of pure love of God, the Lord will save us from any danger, even if it means lifting a hill or a mountain. Krishna did not have to practice some yoga system in order to lift Govardhan Hill. As God, He is all-powerful, even as a child. And He played like a child and dealt with others like a child, as you see in the other diorama. See how Krishna is playing in front of Mother Yashoda. And He's afraid of His mother, just like a child would be afraid of his mother when she has a stick in her hand. He is playing that role. Krishna is the greatest actor, but he'll never get that stupid Academy Award. Because they'd rather give it to Donald Trump. But in my opinion, the greatest actor of all time is Sri Krishna. Who agrees? But when there was need, He manifested Himself as God Almighty. Yes, He lifted the hill, and from Mother Yashoda, she tied one rope, two fingers too short. Added more rope, two fingers too short. They used all the rope in the house, two fingers. They could have brought all the rope of Vrindavan. It still would have been two fingers too short, as Prabhupada is saying here. And sometimes He manifested Himself as God Almighty. That is the nature of Krishna, or God. He does not have to practice meditation or follow some yoga system in order to become God. He is not a manufactured type of God, but he is God eternally. And although he is God, he enjoys loving relationships with his devotees. And in order to satisfy his devotees, he often takes roles that appear to be subsidiary. Damodar Leela is exactly that. He has agreed to be tied up by Mother Yashoda's ropes of love. Not ropes. Bhakti Badham. Ropes of love. Even though he's God, he agrees to be subordinate to his devotees. Krishna often likes being the child of a devotee, and thus he became the beloved child of Yashoda, Yashoda Nandana. Now, because Krishna is God and everyone worships him, no one chastises him. However, Krishna enjoys being chastised by his devotee father and mother. In that Damodar Leela, Krishna was shaking. He was crying and rubbing his eyes, and the kajal mascara was being smeared, and he was shaking. He was demonstrating, even though we learn from the Vedas that fear personified is afraid of Krishna, Krishna is afraid of Mother Yashoda. Kunti said in her prayers, "This bewilders me." And because Krishna takes pleasure, if we get chastised, when I got chastised by my father, it was not pleasure. I guarantee. When I got chastised by Sister Mary Virgin in Our Lady of Loreto school, it was not pleasure. But Krishna enjoys, as his Prabhupada is saying, takes pleasure in being chastised. And so the devotees take up the role saying, "All right, I shall become your father and chastise you." Similarly, when Krishna wants to fight, one of his devotees becomes the demon Hiranyakashipu and fights with him. In this way, all of Krishna's activities are carried out in connection with his devotees. And Prabhupada explains that is the meaning of Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't mean just God. Srimad Bhagavatam means how God is relating to his devotees. So both are there. God and the worshipper of God, the devotee. That is what is Srimad Bhagavatam. So, if we aspire to become such associates of Krishna, we must develop Krishna consciousness, awareness of Krishna. Yashodanandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Krishna's only business is satisfying the Vraja Janas, and their only business is satisfying Krishna. Similar statement is there in the Bhagavatam when Durvasa Muni is being chased by the Sudarshan Chakra because he offended Krishna's devotee Ambarish. So Durvasa went to Brahma. Brahma said, "I can't protect you." Durvasa went to Lord Shiva. "Lord Shiva, I cannot save you." Durvasa went to Vishnu. Vishnu said, "No, I cannot save you. You have offended my devotee. Therefore, if you want forgiveness, you have to go to him. If he forgives you, then my Sudarshan Chakra will stop." And it was at that time that Lord Narayan told Durvasa. Why is that? Narayan said, "In my heart, I only know my devotees." Why? There's a reason. Narayan said, "Because in my devotee's heart, they only know me." This is called exclusive love. As Krishna himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Mame kam, me only." That is what is being taught here in this Krishna consciousness movement. This is the reciprocation of love. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, wanders on the banks of the Yamuna to please the gopis, the cowherd boys, the birds, the bees, the cows, and the calves. These are not ordinary birds, bees, cows, calves, or men. They have all reached the summit of self-realization, and thus, after many, many lives, they have attained a position whereby they can play with Krishna. So now, here is, listen carefully now. Again, Prabhupada is going to teach us what this movement is all about. The Krishna consciousness movement can enable everyone to go to Krishna Loka and become Krishna's associate as a friend, servant, father, or mother. Krishna is agreeable to take any of these positions in relation to his devotee. And I once asked Srila Prabhupada in 1975 in a public Sunday feast lecture, Prabhupada, what pleases you the most? Did he say, bring me $1 million? Nope. He said, if you love Krishna. The goal of this Krishna consciousness movement is how to love Krishna. Are you all in agreement? Then let's love Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Everybody. So, in this Govardhan Leela pastime, Prabhupada points out many significant items that we should glean from the pastime. Because it's not just a nice story. There are lessons to be learned. So, one of the lessons, the reason why Krishna told his father not to do the annual Indra worship is because when Krishna appeared in Vrindavan 5,000 years ago, he wanted to establish that there is no need to worship demigods. That's a point. There's no need. Because if you worship Krishna, you're worshipping the root. Anyone who has grown plants or trees, you pour the water on the root. Then all the leaves, branches benefit. So Krishna is the root of all existence. So this whole bhakti process, we simply worship Krishna. We worship Krishna through the Guru, so we worship Guru and Krishna. That takes care of everything. There's no need to worship anybody else or anything else. That's, again, that line from Bhagavad Gita, Mam Ekam, exclusive. So that was one of the things Krishna wanted to demonstrate personally. He told his father not to bother with, because when Krishna was giving his argument, Nanda Maharaj said, okay, Krishna, what we'll do is, let us first worship Indra, and then we'll do your Govardhan Puja. Krishna said, no, Not enough time. Take whatever paraphernalia you were going to use. And Krishna, what did he say? We'll worship the cows, the Brahmins, and Govardhan Hill. And Krishna said, that will satisfy me. And then Krishna gave probably the best instruction. He said, now prepare rice, halava, dal, pakora, samosa. Krishna is not vegan. And Krishna said that this food should be distributed profusely. And he said, all the classes of human society, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, even the Chandalas, even those, the outcasts, they also should be fed. And Krishna said, even the animals, even the cats and dogs should be given prasad. So, most of you probably don't. But if you have a cat or a dog, it's okay. Give them prasadam. They will benefit. Another thing Krishna wanted to demonstrate in this pastime. Krishna intentionally wanted to make Indra mad. Because Krishna knew Indra has gotten a little puffed up. So Krishna was poking and wanted Indra to get angry. And Indra definitely got angry. He lost his temper. And he decided that he would punish the residents of Vrindavan. And he misunderstood that Krishna was his Lord and Master. When he was speaking to the clouds of devastation, Sangvartika, he said in his rage that these residents of Vrindavan have become influenced by this over-talkative child. Is Krishna over-talkative child? Blasphemy. Yes. He completely misunderstood Krishna's position. Yes. Because, as Prabhupada was saying, that people in general misunderstand. So because Krishna appeared like an ordinary human child, that's the key word, like. He's not an ordinary human being, but he looks, he's deceiving. And again, Kunti says, this whole thing is bewildering to me. And that was the problem. He looked like an ordinary human being. So when Indra sent his clouds of devastation, Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill to protect the cows, to protect the residents of Vrindavan, holding it up for 7 days. And then when Indra realized his mistake, he came down with his elephant and he offered prayers of forgiveness to Krishna. And Indra admitted his fault and he admitted that he was offensive. Now, what Krishna tells Indra is very significant. Krishna was a little stern with Indra, the king of heaven. When Indra came down, his crown was dazzling and he bowed down to Krishna's lotus feet with his dazzling crown. Krishna told Indra, Indra, you should know that you're Indra only if I permit you. At any moment, I can smite thee down. I can drag you down anytime. Don't be puffed up, Indra. Remember, I can give and I can also take away. And then Krishna said, in general, this is not just for Indra, it's for all of us. If we become puffed up, Krishna can at any time take everything away. So that is why Lord Chaitanya emphasizes around your neck for always remembering, remain meek and humble. As we say in the English language, pride comes before the fall. So Lord Chaitanya, as our ever-well-wisher, teaches us, please, around your neck, remember to always remain meek and humble, more tolerant than a tree, offer all respects to others. In such a state of mind, one can always easily chant the holy name. When Indra came down, along with him was the transcendental Surabhi cow. And so they did Abhishek, the bathing ceremony of Krishna. Indra's elephant has Ganges water in his trunk. So he did the Abhishek of Krishna. And then Mother Surabhi, the mother of all cows, she bathed Krishna with milk. And at that time, Krishna was awarded a particular name, Govinda. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya. So in closing, I just want to encourage all of you that we're still in the month of Damodar, the month of Kartik. And we should be maximizing the activities of Krishna consciousness during this month, because it yields a greater return on your investment. So you want to do more chanting, more reading of the scriptures, more, and the temple is going to love this, more donations to the temple, more any of the 9 items of devotional service, hearing, chanting, praying, worshiping, remembering, serving, surrender. As much as you can do this month, do more and more and more, And you will definitely see reciprocation from Krishna. I myself am seeing it on a daily basis. So I encourage you. I put straw in my mouth. I flatter you 1,000 times. Just do more Krishna consciousness. And as Prabhupada said, my favorite line in this lecture, the goal of this Krishna consciousness movement aims at teaching people how to become one of the Gopi Janas. I hope to see you in the spiritual world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Let the Govardhan circumambulation begin.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samin Itti Namine.